Good morning, everyone. Today is the 20th of August, 2013. And we are on the Cosmic Fire webinar commentaries, number 28A, in our compilation here, which is including all the, or the greater part of the relevant material for the paths of higher evolution. We've been working on the Ray path and the special requirements for that path, and we've conducted a review of that just before this program begins. Now the thing that we have to do is to look at this archaic stanza, and let's see which one it is. If we go to, I suppose maybe, can this be it, the Ray path? Yes, it is. CXL. Well, it looks like 147. I think so. So, my reading of Roman numerals is a little bit deficient, I think, but CXL, and let us look here, and we find that it is maybe number 47, 147. And we will, as usual, begin by reading it, see if we can get some overall impression. They seem to be getting, as the paths become more obscure and as fewer and fewer follow these paths, fewer of the present human beings anyway, they seem to become more difficult and relate to matters perhaps more obscure. So we have to think about what some of these references might mean. At least we'll try to think in the direction of some reasonable truth and leave it for a later time to have this confirmed or denied, leave it to a group process to think more deeply upon it. It will be a while, I think, before there is a group process which can think more deeply on these matters. There are so many other things to take care of in the world at this time. Okay, archaic stanza number 147. The adjuster holds the balances, and the scales are duly set. The energies converge and shake them out of equilibrium. They descend sometimes upon the right-hand side and sometimes upon the left. The energies are five in number, and their major hue is gold. Three great words are spoken by the adjuster, and each word is heard by those whose ears have been deaf for seven cycles and whose lips have been sealed for nigh upon 14 rounded terms. The first word contains the value numerical of the synthetic indigo. It reverberates forth. The scales descend. He who hath ears to hear it mounteth the scale and addeth to that word another sound. None have heard it, save he who hath stood before the Prince of Doom, and hath seen darkness descend upon the fivefold sons of flesh. This dual word buildeth a wall which surroundeth the Son of Man, whose lips are dumb. It holdeth him secure until the word is spoken, which will unseal the fount of speech. This silence lasteth for seven times 49 years, and each year for a day. When the silent one within the wall seeth the ray approach, when he changeth the key of the earlier spoken word, the disruption of the wall is seen, and a door openeth before him. The second word holds hid the number of the sacred blue. As it reverberates, the scales ascend, and the man who seeketh to mount within them seeth the moment pass, and knoweth not what to do. He struggleth for speech, and raiseth his right hand in supplication to the great adjuster. From the sacred halls of the city of the White Island, there issueth a messenger who speaketh to him the following mystic words. As the power enters by that which is uppermost, and as it issues from the lotus within the head of him who hath held his peace, utter this word and look within. And the word is not given, of course. He who hath held his speech breaks then the silence. He utters the four deep sounds which cause the scale again to drop within his reach. Another door is seen. It opens wide, and thus the way is trodden. The third word holds securely sealed the key to the outer blue. It contains the order for inversion, and only those can hear that word whose ears have been closed for 11 eons. It is never heard within the realms of pain. Few, therefore, hear it, and those few elude the scales, escape the fiery eye of the great adjuster, and in their very blindness find the path which lieth upon the further side of the scales. These words of high direction issue from that which lieth upon the blank of the directing life, which holdeth our Lord of life upon his path. Well, this is of extraordinary difficulty. I think all that I'll be able to do here at this time is offer some associated thoughts, that which are suggested by these words. But, you know, just reviewing this path, there is work upon the planet. There is work within the Shambhala of a particular planet which one is on. There is work upon a more distant planet which has the same ray as the one which is expressed by the adept on this path. That's either a planetary soul ray or monadic ray, depending on what is expressing. There is work within the sun and work within cosmic spheres. It seems a long path. And there is a statement here about the mastery of that which is the purpose of the Ray Lords. The master on this path works at the comprehension of the intention and life purposes of the Ray Lords. And I'll just make this a little bigger because it is an anchor, you know. One needs an anchor when confronted with such words as we have just read. Ray intentions are the concern of the initiative of the sixth degree. And just reviewing the attributes here, which should be possessed by the one who in training, who is in training for this path, a sense of cosmic direction. The source is the pole star representing an etheric constellation, and it comes via Aquarius. The waters of life and the life more abundant are released through this source. The hierarchies involved here are the first and the second, which are two quite esoteric hierarchies among the unmanifested, or among the manifested creative hierarchies. The method pursued, one of electrical insulation and the imprisonment of polar magnetism. This path is pursued by many first-ray souls and some second-ray souls. And those are sub-rays of monads, I suppose, on all the rays. The symbol for it is five balls of color blue, five balls of fire of color blue, enclosed within a sphere. And the sphere is formed of a serpent inscribed with the mantram of insulation. And it is necessary for masters on this path to keep their ray line very clear and to be responsive only to the vibrations which come from the cosmic Lord from which the ray emerges. The quality cosmic stability and magnetic equilibrium, the magnetizing only of that which will help to keep the system in which one is expressing in a state of equilibrium. One plays one's part, one contributes along one's ray line, and therefore contributes to the equilibrium of the whole. This stanza is certainly as difficult, more difficult really, than that for the planetary logo, which I thought was difficult enough. When we think of the term adjuster, we think of karmic adjuster, one who sustains equilibrium. Remember, stability and equilibrium are keynotes of this path, one who assists in the sustaining of equilibrium. Equilibrium, I suppose. And let's see if EQ will do it. EQL, EQL, yes, it does. The adjuster holds the balances. He seems to be some sort of karmic lord. Of course, the association is Libra, in a way. And we don't seem to be told anything about a constellation here involved. I think as we as we worked our way up here, there was no constellation involved. This was on page summary of the ray path, page 1264. Yes, there was. The constellation was Aquarius. This is it. Okay. So Libra is one of the air signs, and the maintaining of the balance is the key factor. Cosmic stability and magnetic equilibrium by adhering only to one's ray line of expression. Cosmic stability, let's see, I'll copy that and bring that down here to our discussion, holds the balances. And we just have to say 1264, TCF 1264. And we'll do as we normally do here. We'll put this in a different color and make it obvious as a reference. Hold the balances and the scales are prepared to reveal when there is equilibrium and when there is not. The scales are set properly to reveal a state of equilibrium or not. So is this the dragon we remember? Okay, let's do this. We remember. Okay, we remember. We remember that the dragon, held the scales in his mouth. The dragon, the green dragon, as a matter of fact, that the green dragon held the balances, the scales, or balances, in his mouth on the path of Earth's service. We'll look for associations here. And I think the balances were found also in the path of the planetary logoi, if I'm not mistaken. I'll have to review that. So there is a preparation for a weighing, we might say. What happens here? A preparation for a weighing. Energies are converging, whatever these energies are, and shake them, what is the them, the balances, out of equilibrium. The energies converge. We have to say, from whence are these ray energies? They descend sometimes upon the right hand and sometimes upon the left. Well, when dealing with the worlds of form, or when dealing with the worlds we can access, I don't think we necessarily are dealing with right and left hand magic. It could be. But the right hand is of spirit and of the, well, we could say it's of the hard line. The right hand is of spirit and the left hand is of form, just as it is within our body. So we have the right hand connected with life and with the higher worlds, and the left hand connected with form and with the lower worlds. Let the magician set his form upon the proper path. So there is an equilibrizing here. There has to be a decision about where, what these descending energies will support. We have to see from whence these energies descend. The adjuster has to, maybe through equilibrium, there is some sort of knowledge about which energies to accept and which to reject. But this is, we're dealing with a larger context here. And obviously, the adjuster seems to be a high being in a state of authority. The energies converge and shake the balances, shakes them out of equilibrium, And they descend sometimes upon the right hand and sometimes upon the left. Now, those upon this path have to maintain their equilibrium and reject many energies in due course, so that that equilibrium can be sustained. The energies are five in number, and their major hue is gold. Okay, now the energies are five in number. This correlates with the fact that we are dealing with the fifth path. And I think we, the are five in number. Now, whenever I see this five in number, I suspect that a fivefold being is connected with the descent of energy. Something like a great La or a solar angel. This is also the Brahmic number, and always first the five energies manifest, and two are retained in the higher worlds later to manifest. This is how it is with the rays of man. And so there may be a parallel with the rays as they express in the human being. We are not going to see, we will not at first see a second ray personality. See our, okay, personality, or a first ray personality. And we will not at first see a second ray soul or a first ray soul. This comes later in the process. So in the worlds of manifestation, what we will see at first is the four lower rays and finally the third ray. At first we will see the four rays of attribute, rays of attribute, and then the lowest of the rays of aspect. So maybe there is a parallel with how the ray energies descend, because after all we are dealing here with the ray path. Now the major hue is gold. Gold is the color of the solar angels and of great fivefold beings. Gold suggests the sun, sun-like. Gold suggests the energy of the solar logos and of high solar angels. More than that, I don't know if it's possible to say just yet. These are the energies which must be woven together. These are the energies which disrupt the equilibrium. Okay, these are the energies which disrupt the equilibrium. And I'd like to spell that correctly. Okay. Are five in number, and their major hue is gold. Can it be, another way to think of this too, though, sometimes the energies of Rama, or the five lower energies, are connected with yellow, which in this case may be called gold. When we look at the three types of monadic rays in Esoteric Psychology, Volume 1, DK tells us they are red, blue, and yellow. He doesn't use green. So gold suggests to me a color from which manifestation comes, as it comes from a solar angel, or from the third aspect of divinity, the Brahmic aspect. Three great words are spoken by the adjuster. A word will always create an energy condition or a condition in form. It is creative. We remember that words are creative. Some kind of form or arrangement will result. And the adjuster, again, is the one. He is the one who is responsible for sustaining the balance, which has just been disrupted by the coming in of five energies. And each word is heard by those whose ears have been deaf for seven cycles, and whose lips have been sealed for nigh upon 14 rounded terms. Now, in what context are we working? That is important to know. In what context are we working? Is it the planetary context or the solar systemic context? We are dealing with rounds in this term cycles, but there are chain rounds, scheme rounds, and solar systemic rounds. I think maybe we don't have to be concerned about the chain rounds. These are our customary rounds. It's difficult to know which one we should look at, but what is suggested from the chain perspective, three rounds have passed. And we are in our fourth. From the planetary perspective, this is also true, and on this planet, are in our fourth scheme round. And maybe this is also true of that which transpires within our solar system. Now you think these paths have to be trodden not only by those from the Earth scheme, but by those from all schemes. So maybe the cosmic or the solar systemic rounds are of importance. Rounded cycles or rounded terms certainly suggest the cycle of the round. Are the seven cycles then the rounded terms the same? So there seem to be 21. Are these equivalent? Are the seven cycles or the terms cycles and rounded terms equivalent? We don't know that. But hearing and speech are referenced. And it looks like deafness was the first condition, and that for seven cycles. Then perhaps hearing was possible, and that for two, but there was no speech allowed or forthcoming for two times seven or 14 rounded terms. So who are those? And each word is heard by those whose ears have been deaf for seven cycles and whose lips have been sealed for nigh upon 14 rounded terms. I think if this is the case, so what context are we dealing with? Maybe it has to be, if I look at this now, if I think that there are 21 cycles, then this has to be in the context of a planet. With each a chain providing the opportunity for seven cycles. Seven cycles. If we were to look for planetary schemes and think of scheme rounds, we could not come up with the number 14 because it's limited to seven. But among the chain rounds, we are not limited to seven. There will be 49. If we were to look at also solar systemic rounds, unless we greatly expand the context, we're not going to be able to think in terms of any more than seven. So, maybe we are talking about chain rounds on the first, second, and third chains. That would give us 21 cycles or rounded terms if these terms are equivalent. Not equilibrium, but equivalent. And that is possible within successive chains in a planetary scheme. Now, planetary scheme. So, there was a deafness in the first seven rounds, and not a deafness, but inability to seal the lip, to unseal the lips. We're not sure who the those are. Who the those are, but, you know, one association here is that there may be no hearing in the mineral kingdom and no speaking in any of the three lower kingdoms, which correlate with whose emergence correlates, the emergence of which correlate with the 21 cycles or rounded terms. Now, we may be in entirely too low a context here, but the lower kingdoms certainly have their lips sealed because they cannot speak. And this might talk somehow about the energies descending upon our planet and how these energies working in the field of Brahma are stirring to life the lower kingdoms and not yet the kingdom of man, who man will be emerging then in the fourth chain. Of course, in one sense, he emerges in the moon chain. He doesn't seem to emerge in chain one and two. So that is a factor to bear in mind as well. See, all we're doing here, quite frankly, is to look for associations. Out of the associations, some leads may occur, some possible links. We're dealing with, you know, the most abstract kind of material. So we wonder whether the adjuster does the adjuster have to hold the planetary balance, and is he some kind of karmic lord over the planet? I think we can begin in the planetary context first. If it seems to be too low, then we can move into a more solar systemic context. But we know that on this ray path, there is training undergone within the planet and within the Shambhala of a particular planet and on different planets. So, but one's own planet first, let us say. So we're trying to think about these paths in terms of the Earth, and we realize that in the path of the planetary logoi, allied to this path, there are different, maybe, training planets, depending on which planet you come from. For us, our training planets appear to be Venus and Jupiter, but maybe and the the paths of these Chohans lead to Venus and Jupiter for the path of the training of the planetary logoi. Now, and it's undertaken first in many instances, or at least in some, on our own planet. So it's similar with the ray path. We'll have to review this. Let's see, maybe. From initiation human and solar, I wonder if the best way to do this, because the very first sentence offered, very first paragraph offered ray path. Well, there's only two references. But maybe there are a few hints on this ray path here. And it's not all broken up by my commentary. The man stays on his own ray and works thereon in the various kingdoms On all planes, carrying out the behests of the Lord of the world and working under his direction. So it is definitely a planetary path at first. It is involved with his own planet and the kingdoms in that planet, and maybe we are not so far off here in thinking of the 21 in relation to the three lower kingdoms. It carries a man to every part of the solar system, yet links him definitely with the synthetic ray. It's a very complex path. He works first in the council chamber of the Lord of the world at Shambhala, manipulating the law of vibration on his own ray. Later he will have his habitat on the planet corresponding to his own ray, and not on the earth unless he is on the ray of the planetary logos holding sway upon earth. And that would be a sacred planetary logos holding sway according to the ray which is most expressing upon the earth, which now is the third ray, so it is Saturn, and later will be the second ray, so it would be Jupiter, at least in the soul sense. Maybe we should not jump to those planetary logoi whose monadic rays are corresponding to the ray holding sway. Later again, as his evolution progresses, he will pass to the sun, and then having mastered all connected with vibration in this system, he will pass to the cosmic system, going off his own ray, which is but a subsidiary ray of one cosmic ray, onto the corresponding cosmic ray of the same number. So let's let's copy this first little part here, in treading it, and works in the various kingdoms on all the planes, carrying out the behest of the Lord of the world. So he definitely is working with the Lord of the world at first, and with different kingdoms. So this is... okay, I'll put this here. Excuse my slowness here, but this is really complex. He said it would be complex, 188. And we'll make it small again so we know where it's from and what it is. We have to think carefully. All right, so we have to say, note in this. Note in this reference, we are dealing with the lower kingdoms and with the work assigned by the planetary logos of our own planet. And he is working here, let's see, complex path, etc. He works in the council chamber. He works in Shambhala. He works in Shambhala in relation to different cycles of the lower kingdoms. And I suppose he has to become responsive. Maybe he has to become responsive to the manner in which his ray is applied in the lower kingdoms. He says in the various kingdoms on all planes, but I guess he has to begin with the lower kingdoms, those who are deaf and those who cannot speak. At least this is looking like a more promising interpretation. The first word contains the numerical value of the synthetic indigo. Well, every color is a frequency, is a vibratory frequency. And this is a mathematical path. You know, it's pursued by those were pretty strongly endowed with some kind of a monastic approach. It is the fifth path, after all, so Manas or Mahat will be influential, just as on the third path. You just think of the tremendous opportunity that lies ahead, but we have to master that which is immediately before us. We really can't pass on unless we master our present context. That's one of the things that is really impressing itself upon me here, that there is incredible opportunity lying ahead, but of what use if one cannot master one's own context and do well within one's own immediate karmic context? It would be like, you know, the DK uses this analogy, putting a young child up in college and having to master the higher mathematics or differential calculus or something of that nature. Just unsuitable, and because the foundation has not been laid. So we remember that this is a mathematical path. Because the numbers associated with various qualities have to be known. So one becomes, in a way, a master of frequencies. So that one can be vibratorily responsive. Vibratorily, maybe, is there such a word? Vibratorily, well, I'll make that word up if there's not. It reverberates, so of synthetic indigo, the first word, synthetic indigo. And we remember here the adept attunes to the synthetic ray, and to his particular ray within the synthetic ray. It reverberates forth. The scales descend, and the idea, I thought, was within reach of the adept. The scales descend into a range where perhaps he can influence them, into the range where the adept can have some influence in the balancing of the process on his planet. In other words, he is involved in maintaining the stability and correct orientation of his planet. He who hath ears to hear it, and we hope or trust, this being the adept, I suppose, this being the adept on this path, mounteth the scales and addeth to that word another sound. Now does this sound come from him? None have heard it save he who hath stood before the Prince of Doom and hath seen darkness descend upon the fivefold sons of flesh. Well, the Prince of Doom, in some respect, might be called the Prince of Pralaya. Prince of Pralaya. We're talking about the ending of a cycle, just as we did in an earlier we did on path number 3. Remember, 3 and 5 are really the same path. 2 and 4 are considered the same. 1 and 7, interestingly, are considered the same. And 6 is released by itself, just the way in an earlier consideration concerning path transferences, it was 4 that stood by itself. But this is the Prince of Pralaya, and it's the darkness of Pralaya, which has descended on the upon human beings, I suppose. Human beings are fivefold. Why fivefold? Because we have physical, astral, mental, personal, and egoic. At least 5 is the number. And I don't think there was much progress for the human being in the previous solar system before that. So are we talking of solar systemic pralaya? And the darkness extinguishing those whose number is 5. And that would be all human beings. And I don't think he's talking of the 5 kingdoms, because in the kingdom of souls, the sons of flesh, well, the mineral kingdom maybe cannot be included. I think we're talking about human beings. So what is that other word? Is this other sound, that which has been gathered from a previous system? Because none have heard it save he who has stood before the Prince of Doom and hath seen darkness descend. Those who have experienced a pralaya and seen the ending of a system. Is this the ending of a planetary system? Hard to tell. But anyway, what is important is the, it looks like the the triple blue, there is a triple blue here, as in path 3. The Lotus Lords look within, and that is the that's the blue phase, I think. They look above, and that is the turquoise phase, and they look without, and that is the indigo phase. Let us check this. It's in a treatise on cosmic fire, and it's turquoise. And there's only one. So the eye through which these Lotus Lords gaze upon the outward is outward turned. Its hue is indigo. The eye through which the middle group of Lotus Lords looks up is turquoise blue, while the Lords of deep unmoving slumber gaze through sapphire blue. We're going to find a triple blue in this related ray path, as we do in the path of the planetary logoi, and this is on page 1273 of Cosmic Fire. We'll need this reference for the future, for further consideration. I think, you know, as we try to provide possible associations which will help us get a handle on the meaning here. So, going back, what is important here is the ability to respond and add another sound to the word. So, what is important here is the ability to respond to vibration and add another sound to the word, which is sounding. The first word is related to indigo, and it reverberates forth, the scales descend within the reach of, presumably, of the adept, and he who can respond to that vibration adds to the word another sound, which is coming from a previous planetary or solar systemic process. It looks like it came from an earlier system or an earlier planetary or solar system which underwent pralaya. So what is important here is the ability to respond to vibration and add another sound to the word. So this is one's participation. This indicates one's participation in the process under the eye of the adjuster. See, all of this is undertaken under some great lord of balance or equilibrium, who is controlling the entire process. The dual word, so which is the word of the adjuster, the first word of the adjuster, and the sound which the responder adds, buildeth a wall which surroundeth the Son of Man. Whose lips are dumb. Now, we talked about earlier the was it then the lower kingdoms which were dumb, or was it the sons of men who were deaf and dumb? Well, at least, let's say, with respect to what must be spoken in this context, there could be dumbness. In other words, one might speak of other things but be completely incapable of speaking a word or sound which pertain to this process. So it sounds that he must hear. His lips have been sealed, or maybe, see, that's it. We have to see whether the thing to be answered here, is the deafness and dumbness to which we referred earlier related to the lower kingdoms or to man. In any case, the one who is on this path will have sealed lips for a term. So this dual word, he adds his own sound to the word which has been sounding, and the wall of insulation is built up. And what does that, within this wall, what happens? Well, he is insulated from other qualities and maybe from other sounds. Now, why is it that he cannot speak or must not speak? It appears that his dumbness will continue for a time. So for 14 rounded cycles, 14 rounded terms, there has been dumbness heard by those whose ears have been deaf for 7 cycles and whose lips have been sealed for nigh unto 14 rounded terms. So one interpretation of this has to do with the lower kingdoms. The other will place man in this position of deafness and dumbness. So this is hard to determine. I have much more commentary than there is there are words. My commentary is simply how to think in terms which may reveal something beyond these words which I use. The first word contains the value numerical of the synthetic indigo. It reverberates forth, and the scales descend. Let's see where we are here. Okay. He who hath ears to hear it mounteth the scales and adds to that word another sound. So maybe, well, he is not deaf. See, now we seem to be speaking of a human being. So now we are speaking of a human being who can hear. And he is not dumb because he can add to the heard word a sound. None have heard it save he who hath stood before the Prince of Doom and hath seen darkness descend upon the fivefold sons of flesh. He's undergone some kind of pralaya. We still have to determine what type of pralaya this has been. What type of pralaya are we dealing with? There are, you know, round pralayas and planetary pralayas and solar systemic pralayas. So the word, but the word does come from the past. And in any case, where the sound he adds comes from the past, the sound he adds to the word. Okay, this dual word, now he calls it a dual word, buildeth a wall which surroundeth the man whose lips are dumb. Now, this man, okay, we'll put it over here. This man is the adept, because only the Chohan on this path has the wall of insulation built for his training. Okay, so he is the one who is involved in this building of the wall. And I think what we will do here is, yes, we will say that this is the end of Cosmic Fire Webinar Commentary number 28A, Path of Higher Evolution, compilation, page 130. And beginning of Cosmic Fire Webinar Commentary 28B, Paths of Higher Evolution, compilation, page 130.